It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now.
We're it now.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Keery here with me. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We really appreciate it. We're just keeping on with our limited edition spring season of the Nightside Project. And Alex, do you mind if I tee up just a little bit of what's ahead tonight?
Absolutely. We've got quite a packed show, and it's going to be quite a lot of fun. It's going to be very entertaining, but it's also going to be informative.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it's going to be impactful because, you know, Alex, you and I, we always want to talk about the big stories. And we want to talk about those things that are really happening. And I think we've felt at a little bit of a loss on how to address certain things, specifically related to the protests nationwide over the treatment of Black people in America.
Yeah, I mean, our role as Nightside has kind of always been, hey, look, the news has been rough. You know, like that's kind of our assumption is the news stinks and, you know, the world has been going through some tough stuff. That's like always been our thing.
Yeah.
Always. Even before the fact that we just got to some of the hardest 3 months of human existence. But the thing is that we've always wondered how to have these hard discussions and still maintain our,
style.
Kind of, yeah, and lovable mm-hmm. kind of, I'm yeah, assuming
kind
lovable.
Of a light show, yeah. So what we wanted to
really
do is
extremely likable. I don't know. You know.
Accepting the fact that there's a limit to our expertise when it comes to the Black community.
Yes.
Just being two white guys, there's just a limit to what we can talk about authoritatively.
Sure.
We thought, you know what, let's try and find some solutions. So understanding that in our community, and this includes the two of us, I think, fairly, are a lot of people that want to help in some way. They look at what's been happening and say, I want to be a part of the solution. I want to engage this. I want to support this community, and I want to be there moving forward and help figure this out. There are a lot of good people that feel compelled to act, but they don't know how and they don't know where. So in a little bit here, actually about 6:35, we've got a special guest that's joining us on the show. And we're just going to find that out. We're just going to ask her, hey, how do we participate in this? What do we need to watch for? What do we need to learn in order to be a positive voice? And she's going to share that with us. She promised just to kind of, you know, lay it all
well,
out there.
She's
open to all our questions. I told her that we'd be open to all of her ideas and recommendations.
It's going to be interactive. So that's the whole point is there's an exercise here to be able to say, okay, where are you at personally when it comes to these mm-hmm. things, when it comes to we'll introduce our guest in just a little while.
Yeah.
I've been reading her page up pretty interesting. You guys do not want to miss this. That's coming up in about 20-ish minutes. But in the meantime, Ethan, we're going to kick the show off here talking about something that's very important, and that is everybody's been wanting to figure out how to get out and not be anywhere near their house. And that is a very important thing for us. We've done so many vacation clubs. This is less of a vacation club and more of just an FAQ on how to get out there and enjoy yourself this summer vacation, because you might be thinking to yourself, oh, awesome, I can't wait to get out there. But then there's that
safe?
Little thing, yeah, and there's that thing in the back of your mind. Yeah, go out there and have fun. Good luck at those hotels out there. And then you go, the hotel's what? And you go, oh, you haven't heard? Okay, well, just have fun.
You know, for so long, we were discouraged from things like interstate travel.
Yes, can you go out of state and feel okay about it? And not just to the point of being like, yeah, I'm just going to go and who cares and just see what happens. But
a lot of people are there.
But maybe just do the whole, okay, so there's if you go over to KSL.com.
Is this a travel news or is this a tour? a vacation
it's
club?
It's not really a vacation club because right, I feel okay. like it's more informative than that.
All right.
Okay?
So I was going to prompt you to play the music.
No. I said at the beginning, I'm not interested in your music. I'm not interested in your vacation club because I don't want to sign anybody up for the Nightside Vacation Club tonight under these circumstances. Okay.
All
because
right. okay.
some of these are, well, so here they're just questions. Can I drive to another state? Okay. The answer is, complicated. I'm just going to say right now, all these answers are complicated, okay? Mm-hmm. Some of these states that are that you might be thinking about driving to have different restrictions than you do, right?
That's right. In Florida, for example, if you're traveling to Florida from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or Louisiana, you have to self-isolate or self-quarantine
Whoa.
For 14 days.
What's going on in Connecticut and Louisiana?
Oh.
Lyme disease in Connecticut,
know.
Right?
They know why.
There's nothing to do with anything like New York, New Jersey, and Louisiana. Connecticut, you know why you have to stay for 14 days.
So what you need to do is if you're going to be doing some interstate travel, you need to at least just do a quick Google on the state
right.
and local government policies and places where you might stay overnight. Because, for example, if you're staying, if you're coming in from Colorado, let's say, and you, because you wanted to go to a state that where you can have a lot of fun and it's nice, so you came to Utah.
If you wanted to go to a place that had actual mountains,
if you stay
way better than yours,
yes. If you stay in Cottonwood Heights, for example, it's there's very little here.
What
to
do you, oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, so you're trying to drum up tourism for Cottonwood Heights?
But if you go,
if you're
going
to come over here to Cottonwood Heights and stay at the old Hyatt place, wow.
Can I just point out that every single person that skis at Alta, Snowbird, Brighton, or Solitude
has
drives
to go
through
Cottonwood Heights.
So, but
unless they chopper in, Buffy.
Oh, but chopper.
Okay, next question.
But hold on a second. But
yes.
I just want to finish my point. Because if you come to Cottonwood Heights, there's very little that's going to get in your way.
Yes.
If you go to Salt Lake, though, different restrictions.
Well, you might feel a little bit.
Nightside. Credibility. Also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right. Welcome back to The Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Big night tonight. Big night planned. We've got a special guest coming up at about 6:35 tonight. We wanted to know, and we wanted to be a resource for the community that wants to engage this larger debate on how black people are treated in America. There are people that want to help. There are people that want to be part of this. They don't know how.
Would you call this kind of our own, like Nightside's own on-air diversity training?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
in a way, right?
I'll tell you right now who our special guest is.
Yeah.
It's Adrian Andrew, who's the Assistant Vice President for Diversity and Chief Diversity Officer at Weber State.
That's right.
So this is a woman who knows her stuff. So, yeah, I told her what we were trying to do. And
what did you tell her we were trying to do? Because
I told her that we wanted to be able to share with people among the things that we wanted to do. I wanted us to be able to share with people of goodwill in the community that wanted to really be a part of finding a good solution. We want to be able to offer them something. And so what she said she wanted to do is kind of walk us through an exercise, basically.
Okay.
And figure that out. So I'm all up for that. Alex, I will tell you this right now. You're going to need a pencil and a paper.
Oh, okay.
This.
No, I've got them.
And everyone else, if you're listening, have a pencil and a paper ready because she's going to walk us through, you know, kind of how to see this and make sure that we're seeing what is important. Because there's so much noise. You know, there's so much noise around this that I strongly feel, and I know you do too, that it's important to just stay focused on what we're really trying to solve, what we're really trying to focus on, and not get too distracted by some of the other stuff. As compelling as it is.
Well, let's try it out. I'm excited about this. I'm excited to see what Adrian does with us as well. So that's coming up in about 10-ish minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss it. In the meantime, Ethan, I wanted to jump in on this conversation with you very quickly because it's that real special time. I know everybody's been counting down about it, but guess what? We're back open, baby.
I said it, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Here's the thing, though.
Flights were booked to the brim last night,
yeah,
as much as they could be across the country, into that very special city. Just to the west of us and the southwest of us, Las Vegas is back in business, Ethan. Fire up a cigarette, everybody, because you can smoke indoors now.
But see, you can't, though, anymore. I don't think you can smoke in casinos anymore.
Yes, you can.
We've had this conversation before.
I know, and you were proven wrong multiple times. So I don't know why we keep having this.
Can you smoke in casinos in Las Vegas?
Oh, my goodness. Jeremy, how on earth, dude, we have the Las Vegas song? But at no point does it actually say Viva Las Vegas during this
during
chunk of time.
Let's just patiently wait for it. Let's just quietly wait for it to get to the chorus.
Here it goes, right? Here it goes.
No. Jeez. Hold on. Here it is. Here it is.
Here it is. There we go. Whoa. We almost missed out on it.
Here's the problem, though.
A thousand pretty ladies. This sounds like fake. That listen, Vegas, fake news. All right.
Of course, Las Vegas is open. This is a statewide thing, as far as I know, because I think Wendover is similarly.
Oh, just as popular Wendover attraction, is that what you're going to say?
Well, they're similarly opening their casinos.
They are.
I'm not saying similar to Las Vegas.
So here's the process. Here's what they're doing. So here's what one of the people. So you can imagine that there are just a mountain of regulations trying to figure out how to do this. And they said so. They welcomed guests back last night at 12:01 a.m., which in Vegas is not a big deal at all. 12:01 a.m. is like we're just getting started, baby. And they said that that guests started walking in at midnight, and they've been hitting the table. They had been hitting the tables. The seats were cut to three people at the table per game instead of the five or the six or eight in some cases. And
right.
So
social distancing.
They said, interestingly enough, they said this was a locals crowd primarily, but that the flights overnight to Vegas were absolutely booked. And if you look at how hotel prices right now in Las Vegas, we were just talking about in the last segment about people dying to get out. First of all, I've never been dying to get to Las Vegas. Okay. That is a place that I've been there way too many times for business. It has nothing to offer me. I'm just telling you, this is not the place that I want to party. But I do watch sporting events in Las Vegas quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Vegas is just not a place for like you to take your wife and kids. You know what I mean? Like this is just not. And then
well, tell
us
about the buffets.
That's the thing is that the buffets are not rolling out in a normal fashion.
Yeah. We're getting some texts here. 575
says you have dining and menu options that they offer you, and they're mostly just to pick up there at the thing. And then I just assume wipe on the surface of the table that you're eating at.
So. Here's a text. Wait until USU versus Utah. That'll wipe out Wendover with COVID. Someone else texted in, is the ocean chlorinated water? I think that depends.
No, they were making fun of you for saying that, especially if it was chlorinated.
Well, I meant to indicate.
Well, because I was talking at the beach. I was talking about at the beach.
Yeah, but I just wanted to throw out for swimming pools.
For pools, yeah. Which is where most of us will be. Which is where most of us will be, actually.
Here's another text at 57500. Hey, can I go to Utah or am I not allowed? I'm from California, but I promise I won't stay and register to vote.
Listen, that's up to you. And here's what I'll answer this one, Ethan. This is one of our special friends from California. Hey, Californian, we think you're great. We're not quite ready to open yet. And we love you guys. We're just not quite there. We're here for your safety. So why don't you go ahead, take a big old giant, just roundabout way. Maybe visit our friends to the north in Idaho. Maybe go down through Arizona. Either way, we're not quite ready for you. But we love you. We'll tell you when we're ready. Oh,
we'll
absolutely. You'll see a big sign. In fact, I think the governor's on board with this. When we're ready to accept Californians back into the state of Utah in large numbers, we'll put the big signs up at the border.
And we'll do one of those airplane banners.
Oh, or
we'll
just ride it.
Fly it around.
Or we'll ride it in the air with the airplane riding. We will totally, like, California, don't you worry. We will let you know. Now, that being said.
Utah's great in the summer because you get all of the heat, but none of the beaches.
It's really
great. So it's fantastic.
It's really, really
great. Amazing.
No, it's a. So. But, you know, I'll tell you what. I'll trade you. You can stay. I'll give you 2 days stay at Lagoon for 1 day at Disneyland. How about that? What's that? How about that, California? Is that a good deal?
I think that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Hurry, hurry, get it. Get it, California.
So there you
hurry.
Go. Vegas is now open. I just can't imagine. So part of the thing that and the Deseret News had this article that kind of did a poll about what your comfort level was with going places, and it's about church, it's about sporting events, things like that. What's your comfort level on going into a casino in Las Vegas right now? They can't be high.
It's like, for me, and this
people are kind of like, oh, church 50-50. Oh, the grocery store, I'm fine going there. But going to a casino in Las Vegas right now, what are your feelings on it? 57500.
Here's the thing. This is how I'm approaching all of this. Now's the time to try and use your common sense. Mask up, right? Wash your hands a lot. Have the sanitizer. And then just make sure that you don't get caught up in any crowds or any close situations. And if you feel like you can do that, then, you know, knock yourself out. I feel like going to the casino is going to be the same as going to Costco.
No, it is not.
Why not?
No, because at Costco, they force you to wear a mask.
Yeah, wear a mask at the casino, too.
But they don't tell you to wear it. They don't tell you you have to.
But you still can because you're a free man and you've got the freedom to make a smart decision.
I'm not trying to belittle.
You know what they're not going to do?
Casinos.
You know what they're not going to do in Las Vegas?
What?
Bunch us up along the meat cooler. Which I do.
I feel
like
there are a lot of things that you could call the quote unquote meat cooler in Las Vegas, and it would be applicable.
Then people would understand what I was saying.
Yes. And yes, yeah. People are stacked up on that thing. All right, hey, listen, we got to take our break here. We got news, traffic, and weather. When we come back, Adrienne Andrews from Weber State University, she's the Assistant Vice President for Diversity and the Chief Diversity Officer, will put us through our paces and a little bit of a training for everybody whose ears are available. It's a practice for you to kind of see where you're at. How are you feeling during these times of you watching on TV the civil unrest, the racial divide that is in this country? We're going to get some thoughts on how to handle all these things in your home and your personal life from Adrienne when we come back. Stay right here with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.